track here as the Lady Beavers and Scott City Boys track team off to a good start. They were at Windy Ulysses tournament or invitational last Thursday. They'll be at Pratt coming up on Friday, and it looks like it might be another windy day there as well. But we've got a couple seniors joining us here, starting off with Erica Felker. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. So what events are you involved in this year?
This year I do shot put, discus, and the 4x5.
All right. So what's your favorite event?
Well, other than the 4x5, probably shot put.
All right.
Yeah, I like that one the best.
Okay, there you go. So how was your first meet of the year last Thursday at Ulysses?
It was pretty good. I definitely knew that I wasn't going to go out there and, you know, throw my PR, but just getting a first meet mark and just trying to improve, yeah.
And you were riding around 34, 35?
Last year, yeah. That was my PR.
Okay.
Ulysses, I threw like 31.7,
okay.
I think, so.
Oh,
I'll get back.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have time. Last week, you were worried about maybe throwing in snow early part of the week.
I know.
And you don't have to hopefully worry about that anymore.
Yeah, no, hopefully not.
But so what's maybe a goal that you'd like to accomplish here as you go throughout this season?
Definitely not trying to look too far ahead, but I think, you know, state is the end goal. I think just improving each meet and just trying to get better than I did the week before.
All right. So you go to Pratt on Friday, and do you kind of have some distances that you would like to hit? Maybe your shot and disc?
Definitely like an increase in a foot, probably 32, 33. That would probably be the goal for shot put. Discus, yeah, just improve.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And is there a thrower's relay?
There's not, which is disappointing.
Well.
I know.
Just be careful if you get too fast.
I know. They're going to put me on the 4x1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be all right, though.
I think I could do it.
It's the same distance.
Yeah, I know. Just maybe a little faster.
All right. Once again, it is senior Erica Felker joining us here. Thanks, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up throughout this year.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Erica Felker joining us here. And get another senior in Colin McDaniel. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You've kind of transitioned. You're kind of a full-time runner this year, and relays, maybe some sprints, some little mid-distance. What are some things you've worked on so far?
Yeah, Adam, I had to make the transition after my shoulder injury and wrestling, but, I mean, it's been good. I mean, I've just been working on trying to, mostly on the 400, trying to get my 400 time back down to where it was at the end of the year last year, and hopefully get it lower this year.
You feel like that, even though it's been kind of a struggle just because of the weather and whatnot this year in March there, do you feel like that you're maybe a little bit ahead of the curve where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a lot better shape than I was last year. I mean, the workouts are still really hard, but I feel like I'm able to finish them a little better than I did last year at this time.
And you probably got like a little bit of the depth in the competition and practices as well.
Oh, yeah. We are really deep this year. Last year, I mean, there wasn't too many of us. I mean, there's four or five of leading the group during our harder workouts. And now we have a big group that's all right there pushing each other. And that's good to have.
All right. And so probably what's your favorite event out of all of them?
My favorite's the 4x4. For sure.
Yeah. You got to save the best one for last, right?
Oh, yeah. I get so much adrenaline going. It's the best.
And so are you going to work in maybe a little 4x8 as well as the season goes on? Or?
Well, I kind of hope not because I don't really want to run it. But if Coach puts me in it, I'll give it my all.
All right. It's only two laps.
Yeah. The first lap's not terrible. The second one sucks.
I would know from experience, so I'm not a person to go to talk strategy on that. But what would you like to accomplish as you go throughout this season?
I just want to run my best every single meet and be able to walk off the track knowing that I gave it my all, and hopefully end up on the podium again like I did last year.
You bet. And do you kind of embrace the wind? I mean, even though it could affect you one way or the other.
Oh yeah, yep. No, I'm excited.
All right. It may be a little windy at Pratt on Friday. We'll see. But thanks again, as always, Colin, and congratulations on a good start to the year.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Colin McDaniel joining us here as Scott City's boys were first. The girls were second last week at the Invitational at Ulysses, and they will head over to Pratt on Friday as we bring in Coach Jim Turner. And Coach, good numbers out for track here this year, and he had to – not a lot of unknowns really always is, it seems like, with the first meet of the year and just trying to figure things out for all your kids. But how did you like what took place last Thursday at Ulysses?
Well, pretty good. You know, we're just over 60 mm-hmm. kids. A little down on the girls' side mm-hmm. numbers-wise, but we got some pretty good girls. But first off, I didn't name the four throwers relay the 4x Fat. Some kids many years ago named it that, and it's kind of stuck. But, you know, we competed fairly well at Ulysses for a first meet out. Mm-hmm. You know, got some younger kids kind of learning the ropes a little bit. You know, the older kids helping them figure out, you know, warm up, cool down, that kind of stuff, and mental preparation. which is a lot of it, and, you know, windy days, which wasn't bad at Ulysses. It's probably going to be a little breezy at Pratt. You know, at that point, you're probably, you know, like Colin said, you want to run better in PR every meet. Well, that's not going to happen mm-hmm. because of weather a lot of times. So, you know, at that point, you're just going to compete and do the best you can. And, you know, hopefully our approach with running into the wind is better than somebody else's mentality. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's all it takes on those rough days.
You really, even for first meets of the year, you had some pretty impressive marks and some times there. And I think of Camden hitting, 14.6 in pole vault right off the bat?
Yeah, and, you know, we've struggled at practice getting nice days to vault. Mm-hmm. So he kind of did that coming out of the gate. We're waiting on some poles that we have ordered, which will, I think, benefit him a lot to go higher. Mm-hmm. He had a good 400 in the opening in the relay. Mm-hmm. You know, we run him on the 4x1, which I don't know if we will all the time. Maybe not. We dropped the baton. You know, that doesn't help. Yep. We were looking pretty good there. I think we can run a pretty decent one. But, you know, Kelton Cook had a really good day in both hurdles mm-hmm. and still making some adjustments in the 110s. Started working on some different stuff yesterday, you know. So he had a nice day there. Ran a great split on the 4x4. Got in the throws. Jackson and Tanner threw pretty well, you know, for the first meet out. And, you know, just overall, we didn't have a whole lot of, you know, like career PRs, mm-hmm. but you start looking back at, and we had a few, but you start looking back at what we did last year at Ulysses compared to this year, and we were improving all over the place. Girls even had a few on their side. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to get a little tougher mentally with some of the girls and get out, and they're young. Some of them are pretty mm-hmm. young, but we got to get out and compete harder and be better mentally prepared. But, you know, they'll get there. You know, we could have a pretty good 4x4 at the girls, which is going to have to be to get out of our regional.
Yes.
hoping to have a good 4x8, too, and some good open events with some of the girls. And, you know, Erica out in the throws and Dan Aristo on the jab a little bit and Megan Trout in the discus mm-hmm. went state last year. So, you know, we're hoping to put some field events and some running events out with boys and girls. And sometimes we're strung on the track and not very much in the field events. So we're kind of hoping to get something going in the field events this year, too.
Well, you go to Pratt on Friday. Nice thing is you'll be in the same regional as Pratt, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about that in a bit. So Pratt should be a pretty good second test of the year.
Yeah, you know, good thing is we go kind of all over. So we'll see Pratt and we'll see McPherson, and they're mm-hmm. they're both in our regional. We'll turn around and go to Smoky Valley the next week and see Bueller. I think McPherson's there again, and I think there's one more
Concordia.
Team there. Concordia, which will pop down for our regional. I don't know how, but they're coming down when everybody else is coming from the east. So, and we see Ulysses and Huguette in the league stuff. So we'll see a good mix of them as we go through. So that's kind of what we try to do by traveling a little bit mm-hmm. to these meets to see some of these teams we might see in a regional, whether we're 3A mm-hmm. or 4A. You know, probably see a lot more 3A schools if we're 3A at Smoky Valley, but we still get to see a few of the 4As.
Well, speaking of the 4A, I like that you get to host regionals this year.
Yeah, that'll be great. Hopefully our teachers will come out working for us. You know, we're working on that a little bit, but they always work our invitational because part of the school day for them, but they do a really good job for us, and I'd like to get them all back out there for regionals because mm-hmm. they'll have the experience doing it and they know mm-hmm. what's going on, and they've done a really good job at all the invitationals. So hopefully we can get the help with them and have a good weather day. You know, that's always you never know out in western Kansas what you're going to get. So, but, you know, 4A a little different than 3A. It's 9 teams instead of 16. You know, so still top 4 go to state. And, you know, it'll be interesting, and we won't have to load up on a bus and go to Andale or Bueller or somewhere like that, which is probably what would have happened.
Yeah, for sure. Once again, it is Coach Jim Turner joining us here talking track. Here's the Beavers off to a good start here this year. And going to Pratt on Friday. Thanks again, as always, for the time, Coach, and good luck to you guys
right.
there.
Thanks, Adam.